This is Solid State Sessions, a show dedicated to original music from local bands and artists. Broadcasting from his bunker located 40 feet below downtown Lapeer. Wait, he's live in studio? Oh, f***. This is going to be a train wreck. Here's your host, Adam Hairhawk.
Happy Friday, everybody. How we doing? It is officially the weekend. That's right. And it's a time for an hour of nothing Michigan-made music. Generation Empire. It took a lot, but I got them. I finally got them. We're going to be playing some tunes from them, including a brand spanking new one. You haven't heard it yet, and you're going to love it. Here's some Pop Evil, Deal with the Devil, on Sessions on Solid State Radio.
This is Don from Never the Crash.
And this is Billy from Never the Crash.
And we're never the crash. But also, there's Christian and Brian as well, who aren't here right now, on Sessions.
Solid State Radio.
We'll be right back.
Never the Crash with Ash right there on Sessions. Generation Empire, they're in studio. We're going to be talking to them in a little bit. Here's Infamous Quick with Eat Your Heart Out on Sessions on Solid State Radio and the Solid State Radio app. Infamous Quick, Eat Your Heart Out right there on Sessions on Solid State Radio. I've got a band in studio like I do pretty much every Friday. I love doing Fridays. I get the bands that make this fantastic music, get them in studio and pick their brain a little bit. Generation Empire, they brought me a really cool t-shirt. They brought some stickers, and it's going to be a good time. You're going to see them on camera here very soon on Facebook Live. Ladies and gentlemen, here is a song that really turned me on to Generation Empire. Here is One More Night right here on Sessions on Solid State Radio.
We'll be right back.
Generation Empire, one more night. Generation Empire, welcome to Sessions.
Hey, man. Thanks for having us in.
One more night. Very nostalgic kind of feel for me. When I mean, it was very much like I grew up late 80s, early 90s.
Same.
The harmonies.
Yeah.
The guitar.
Absolutely.
The danceable kind of bass drums. Was that your thought going in? Hey, let's do a song like this. Or is that just how it happened?
It. I kind of wrote that thinking of like older bands like that, like those big bands that had those big choruses and those things. My catch with songs is always, can you hum it? When you hear it one time, if you can walk away humming it, even if you don't know the words, that's something that's going to stick in your head for a while. So yeah, it was really geared towards like Night Ranger and Styx and kind of that big arena rock AOR kind of thing. And that's kind of where it started, and we just kind of grew it out from there.
That's very interesting because we were talking off the air. We're the same age.
Yeah.
And we grew up in a time, we grew up in a time where that kind of music was frowned upon.
Oh, yeah,
once 92 hit and Nirvana happened.
Oh, yeah.
I
was going to school at the time, and I remember when I got out of school for the summer, everybody had long hair and kind of looked like Skid Row. You know, it wasn't makeup, but it was that hard rock. And when I came back from summer break, everybody had cut their hair to here and were wearing flannels, and it was like,
who's wearing flannel right now?
Yeah, you know, we don't do that anymore.
Yeah,
and it
was
literally a change. And I remember a guy in my German class, he was like, you haven't heard Nirvana? And I was like, what? And he had a cassette, and I put it on in German class and heard Smells Like Teen Spirit. And I swear, that first, I went, oh, this is over.
Yeah.
All this cherry pie, all this danger, this is done now. But I still love that music. Yeah. I mean, I listened to Hair Nation the whole way here.
Oh, yes. That is where I live.
I cut the hair, by the way.
Yeah.
Yes,
I tried, but my head won't
Bill
cooperate.
Cut his hair?
I don't cut my hair.
I got Brian. I got Bill from Generation Empire. I've got to do a commercial break. Stick around. Generation Empire in studio right here on Sessions.
Do you know of a band or an artist that would sound good on the show? Tell them to get in contact with me. They can message me through the show's Facebook page, or they can email an MP3 to solidstatesessions@yahoo.com.
Brian, did you know you're the vocalist for Never the Crash?
Am I?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I heard that also. So
yeah. I love my Never the Crash friends and family. Yeah, I love, that's a really different band from Generation Empire. It's a lot heavier, and, you know, we're trying to kind of do something a little different. We're trying to do metal, but a little more, I don't know, with some feel and some melody and stuff. Not that other bands aren't. But, you know, we're trying not to be as far as, there's a lot of right now with this, like, let's be as heavy and as, you know, jagged as possible.
Yeah.
And we're trying to kind of have that, but also have a little bit of the melody and stuff around it, too.
I love Never the Crash. I've had a couple
thank
members
you, man.
In studio. You weren't there, apparently.
I was not there.
Apparently, you were like, Sessions, to hell with them. I ain't going out there.
And now I need it. So now I'm here.
It's a different animal from Never the Crash to Generation Empire.
Absolutely.
So quite a balance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, me and Bill have known each other for a long time. We had a band back in 2004, 2005 called Dust, which was a heavier band, kind of in the vein of Flaw and, you know, those early 2000s bands.
Yes.
And then we kind of dropped off for a little bit. And then when we got back together a few years ago, it was really the initial idea was, let's dust off some, ironically, some of the dust stuff.
I didn't.
Yeah. And remaster it, maybe write a couple more songs. But we felt like we just weren't in that world anymore, and we weren't writing that way anymore. And so we just transitioned over to Generation Empire and said, let's just let all that stuff go and just go in a whole new direction and open everything. We would never think about putting these songs out with Dust that we're doing now Generation Empire.
Let me ask Bill about this one. When you guys decided to kind of, I'm going to use the word abandon, maybe that's a word, wrong word, abandon the stuff, how did you feel about that?
I was all for it, actually. I just wanted to move on and to a different era, like Brian said.
So Generation Empire. Well, okay, let's back up. Let's back way up.
Sure.
You guys have worked on many different projects together, many different songs.
I'm not going to really bore people with how you guys met. I just want to know how it works. Why does it work so well?
I think it's because we both respect each other. And it's an like, if he comes up with an idea, it's usually one of us are coming up with an idea. I come up with a lyrics, or I come up with a melody, or I come up with guitar parts, and I give it to him, and then he adds a bunch of stuff to it, and he puts, hey, there's another chorus here, or here's some keyboards, or this other stuff, that he really builds the song up. And then he does the same thing with me, where he'll write something where it's just a couple of little parts, and then I'll add like a chorus to it, and I'll add some other things to it, and we just kind of build it together until it's done. Then we give it to these other studio guys that we use to throw guitars on it and great bass and other wonderful things to make it really build like that.
Well, whatever you're doing is working, because the tunes that I've heard are fantastic.
Thank you so
much, man. I
don't
even know if we're going to get a chance to play Sway.
Thank you so much.
That was the first track that I found from you guys.
Yeah.
We're debuting a brand new tune. I don't know if we mentioned that within the last 5 minutes. We
are. A brand new one.
Brand new one.
Brand spanky new.
Last one of the year.
Last one of the year. Well, the year is only like five weeks
right.
left.
Right.
But I appreciate the sentiment.
Absolutely.
I don't. It obviously works for you guys.
Thank you.
So, Emptiness as Art. You were able to incorporate Eric Van Landenham for this one.
Our boy Eric, yes. Very much so.
He played the bass on that.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to me about this track.
And played guitar on One More Night, the one that you just heard. That's
He played guitar for that one? Lead guitar. Wow.
All that shredding is
Every
him.
Time
he's
I seen
so
Eric,
amazing.
He's always been playing bass, but he actually played lead guitar. Wow.
Yeah, dude,
he's
a really accomplished musician.
Raise a glass for Eric, because that was a great lead work on that one.
Yeah,
yeah. Absolutely. So, Emptiness as Art, the title itself leads me to ask, what is this song about? Who's going to talk to me about this one?
Brian wrote the lyrics, so there you go, Brian.
It's all of my songs, usually, especially in this band. I write about the stuff that I grew up listening to and writing about, which is girls and heartbreak. That's what you write about. You know, for me, I don't write about my dad. Other guys can write about their dads and their dysfunctional relationships with their dads. I write about girls and heartbreak and all that kind of stuff. And I realized in doing that, that what I'm doing is kind of using heartbreak and loneliness and emptiness as art to sell to people. You know, that's what we're kind of doing, is we're kind of, you know, there's a band out of Finland, I believe it's Finland, called Him, that I really like a lot.
Yes.
And he calls his music love metal. And it's like heavy music, but it's all about love and it's all about loss and these things. And that's kind of the same thing. We're just selling this kind of loneliness and this emptiness as art to people.
That's brilliant. Because, I mean, you kind of opened yourself up right now where, loneliness and your emotions. But now here is like the one song that kind of introduces you to everything else that you've written.
Yeah, absolutely. Uh-huh.
All right, where do you guys record this stuff? Because it is fantastic.
Nightlife Studios, Nightlife Productions. In Flint. And
it's
he's our engineer producer. It's
a home studio that I have in the basement.
It's more than a home studio. You can hear it's more than a home studio. Well, he's been doing this for
a long
30
time.
Plus years.
Right.
He really knows what he's doing.
Well, I mean, obviously you can. I mean, the technology that you can do with home recording is fantastic. And obviously, Bill has embraced this. We're going to talk about that in a minute, Bill.
Alrighty.
But first, Generation Empire, Emptiness as Art.
Emptiness as Art.
On Sessions on Solid State Radio. Generation Empire, Emptiness as Art, right there on Sessions on Solid State Radio. Now, Bill, you recorded this one like you've done all your other tracks, all these other tracks. We were talking off air about the recording, and you basically said, "I don't know technology. How did you word it?
I just twist the knobs.
You just twist the knobs
till it sounds good, which it always does.
I got a good set of ears on me. That's my thing.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
I know what I'm doing, but
yeah. But I mean, I guess I'm going to pry a little bit. It's
pry away, bro.
When you like when Brian sends you lyrics or whatever, or maybe you're working for an outside.
It's usually the other way around. I'll send him some music, and then he starts doing the melody, and Brian's full of melodies. I mean, that's my thing with Brian.
So yeah, when you start with a project, where are you starting? Is it
with a drum beat, a guitar, and throw a little keyboard in it, and it takes off from there.
So everything's all together, and you just kind of start with the drums and everything else, or are you going for a vibe?
It's a vibe. It's more of a vibe. It's the way I look at it is if I like it, lots of other people are going to like it. So it's like...
Can't go wrong with that.
That's how I look
formula.
At it. I don't really sit down and try to do anything in particular. It just happens. It's like... It's the way it's always been with me.
Organic.
Yeah. It's...
Absolutely.
I don't try to sound like nobody or anything like that. I try to sound like us.
Yeah.
So, Brian... I mean, Brian, I'm going to get to you in a second. Bill,
sure.
Bill, what got you into music? What is the one thing that opened? Because everybody has that one epiphany moment where they open the door to music.
Right.
A music video for me, an album, a moment on TV. Bill, what was your...
I guess my moment would have been I was watching MTV back in the day, back in the 80s, and Lay It on the Line came on by Triumph.
Yes. A great Canadian band.
Big-ass wall of Marshalls.
So good.
Mm-hmm. White Marshalls behind him.
So
and it
good.
Just like turned me on.
And you weren't playing music up to the...
I was playing, but I wasn't really, you know...
Playing.
We're talking early 80s. I'm not going to tell you how old I am.
Okay. But at that point, you're like...
That was it.
Yeah.
It turned
I've
me
got
on.
To do this
yeah,
now.
Yeah. That was basically it.
Brian, what do you think?
I started as a bass player, but my story is a little different. I grew up in... kind of a Christian conservative household. My mom and dad were preachers and pastors. So till I was 10 years old, I only knew Michael Jackson and Christian country music, Christian gospel music. I didn't know there was other music that existed.
You are a behind the music documentary in of itself.
So wait, it gets better. I lived in Clio, Michigan at the time. Okay. And this dude across the street, I'm going to call out his name. His name was Chad Connors. He lived across the street from me. And I was sitting out on my lawn with a Fisher-Price record player listening to Michael Jackson, Thriller or something.
And that he comes one out little of, speaker.
Yep. He comes out of his house. He goes, "What are you listening to?" I said, "Michael Jackson." He goes, "When I get home, I'll bring over some real music." And he got in the car with his mom, who was really hot. Even at that age, I saw she was hot. And took off, and he came back, and he brought over Motley Crue's Shout at the Devil.
Now,
I have never heard music like this. Yeah. And I'm listening to the beginning that... Children of the Beast and all that stuff. And then it kicks in, down, and I open the flap as it kicks in, and I see the corner picture of Nikki Sixx doing this thing.
Yeah.
And I remember in my head going, I don't know if he's a singer. I don't know what he does, but I want to be that guy.
That guy.
I want to be that. So I started playing bass and writing songs, because that's what Nikki did, was played bass and wrote songs.
Yes.
And from there, it just... went off.
Brian's actually a very accomplished bass player also.
Yeah, try.
Well, I was talking to Brian. We were talking to Brian off the air about his repertoire, and we're going to get into that. But I have to share my own Shout of the Devil story real quick.
Sure.
In high school, you know, as I was understanding music, a friend of mine, Ray, I know you're listening at some point, he gave me two cassettes, Too Fast for Love and Shout of the Devil. Shout of the Devil wouldn't play in my tape player.
Wouldn't play.
And I'm like, Ray, he gave me a bum cassette. And he was messing with me because he knew I grew up in the church. He's like, "Adam, can I ask you, has your house been baptized?" I'm like, "Oh, my God."
It will not let you listen. That's funny, man.
That was a really big album back in the day.
Yeah, it was huge.
Yeah. Yes. And then from there, he introduced me to like Def Leppard and all the rest of those guys.
Oh, yeah.
And then that just took. And then I found these four Jewish guys from New York. And
Oh, my God.
It was all over from there.
Everybody knows I'm a huge Kiss fan.
That's why I waited to show
you. Put
up
the camera. You got to show the camera there. Oh, my God.
You wanted the best. You got the best.
Oh, yes. Yes. There.
It's kind of faded, but yeah.
That's okay. That means you've had it on for a long time.
Electric chair.
Had it on for a long time. What is the future plans for Generation Empire, besides the new tune we're about to debut here in about 5 minutes?
Do you want to take it? You want me to?
We can share.
We're going to try and put out a record next year, like a full record. We've been doing singles for the last few years now.
Yeah.
And so next year we're going to try to really concentrate on putting together 10 songs and putting out an album and a few live shows here and there if we can do it, because we haven't had any live shows yet.
All right.
So we're talking to a couple of venues about some, you know, special shows here and there. So if anyone out there is interested, get a hold of us, because we need to fill up those spots.
We can make sure that happens.
But that's about it. You know, putting out a record, maybe doing a couple of shows, keep writing and recording and get that opening slot for that Taylor Swift stadium tour next year and be done with all of this.
Oh, you guys would go over like gangbusters.
Oh, I know. They'd love us. They're throwing their bracelets at you to get you off of the stage at this point.
Just sparkling bracelets
they love
hit
us.
You in the
head. No, they don't. Was that a quarter?
And there's a few more singles in the works also. So.
The stuff you've been putting out has been fantastic. I mean, now, like One More Night came out like how long ago? Not that long ago.
2 months?
Yeah, it's
2 months ago.
Something like that, yeah.
Emptiness as Art just came out a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And we got a new tune coming out. Sway, when did that come out? Because I know I've been playing that one for a little bit now.
Everything came out in 23. Sway came out in 23. I believe it was June of 23.
Yeah, yeah.
And talk me through this track.
Sway?
Yeah.
Get the roller skates out.
Yeah, it's a, you know, couple skate. It's a, you know, one of those songs, like I said, that I try and write, big stadium type song, get the lighters out.
Bill play guitar on this one?
Yes, Bill Sargent.
Bill Sargent played guitar on the lead on this, and it's amazing.
You're asking Bill if Bill played guitar?
Yeah, because we use different people all the time. Yeah. He also played the lead on the new one that's coming out that is really some of his best work. But yeah, it's just throw the lighters up. Hold the girl close to you and sway.
There we go. Here's Sway, Generation Empire. They're live in studio on Sessions.
Yes.
Running through them all,
Generation Empire, Sway, the first tune I played from Generation Empire, and it will not be the last. I got the guys in studio right now. I'm so glad you guys made the trek over here.
Oh, we're so glad we're here too, man.
Glad you invited us.
Honored.
These songs, I mean, we were talking about this tune right here. I'm trying to think of where it's really triggering me, because you had a kind of review of this song that said
fresh yet familiar.
Yeah,
really, a few people said that, actually. So
really kind of does. We're gonna play one more tune. You guys can you stick around for one more tune?
I would love to stick around.
It's a brand new one. Brand new one. We're breaking out the shrink wrap right now. My Heart of Stone. It's being released today.
It's being released next week, actually. Giving you
early December.
There you go.
Oh, man. I love it when bands do this. Thank you so much. I feel gifted.
You got the exclusive premiere.
Talk me through this track.
Okay.
Well,
go ahead. You started
this. This track was written like 2 years ago. We pulled it off the shelf and remixed it and remastered it all this week for you.
Yeah.
Well, so, I mean, of all the songs that you guys have kind of, because we talked about off the air, you have archived, why this one?
We listened to it and realized it was a pretty cool song.
Yeah, so, it kind of grabbed us again.
Yeah.
Because the way we work sometimes is we'll be working on something and we'll just listen to it for a week or so, and then maybe something else will come up that's even more exciting that we connect with a little more. So we'll go, okay, well, let's put this one over here for a second and let's concentrate on this. Like what happened with One More Night. One More Night came up really quick and really organically. So we were like, okay, let's concentrate on this song and we'll put these out when we're in a minute.
Sure.
So that's kind of what this was. We went back and listened to My Heart of Stone as we were going through the tracks, and we're like, dude, this is really, really good. We could add a little bit to this, and it's ready right now.
There's no rhyme or reason to it. We just kind of...
just go with your gut.
Right. Yeah.
Well, it's worked so far. My Heart of Stone, without hearing the song, I can think of this as a listener. My Heart of Stone, the person... in the song is being mean to somebody, evil to somebody, or they've had things wrong done to them. Which one is it?
That one.
The second one.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's where you're in, honestly, it's again about girls and love and whatever, but it's that situation where you just get harder, your heart just gets harder and harder to this person, even though you don't want it to. You're like, I'm trying so hard to not harden my heart to this person, but they're making it impossible. And you're turning my heart into stone, and you don't even realize what's happening. And that's kind of where my mindset and the lyrics and everything.
So you're screaming at the person, I want to save this relationship,
trying,
but I can't without your help.
Yeah, you're closing me off.
And the joke's on you.
You know, another brick in the wall. You know, that's what it is. You're walling me up.
Guys, thank you so much for bringing this tune in for me to debut.
Thank you
for having us.
Here it is.
Honored.
The debut from Generation Empire. Here's My Heart of Stone. And you heard it here first on Sessions.
sister.